Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Everybody, Houston, David Burton here. David's going to take over for a while. First of all, before we do that, I want to introduce our awesome sponsors that are helping us together here. Backup Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-712-BACKUP. Hang on a second. Pause there for a second. That sounds familiar, don't it? Anyway. 888-712-BACKUP. That's 888-712-2587. You have a CDL license. Hit them up. Say, hey, I can drive trucks for you. And work it out from there. David Burton, man, it's your show. Take it.
Well, you know what? Crown Jewel was not so bad of a pay-per-view. It was, I have to say, this had to be the best Crown Jewel pay-per-view that they've done so far. Special congratulations to Xavier Woods becoming King of the Ring, and Zelina Vega, first ever Queen of the Ring, a.k.a. Queen's Crown. Mm-hmm. And I think Goldberg had his best match last night as well, since returning in 2016. It was actually his longest match since returning. They went over 11 minutes. Of course, the match wasn't too one-sided. Lashley dominated the first half of the match. Then Goldberg, who would dominate the second half of the match and would win the match with a spear off the top of the stage, through three tables to beat Bobby Lashley. So congrats to him. Brock Lesnar being cheated out of the Universal title last night, and he promised that he's going to be on SmackDown and he will beat Roman Reigns senseless. And Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair are going to swap titles just like the Street Profits in the New Day did last year. Tonight on SmackDown, Charlotte who will receive the SmackDown Women's Championship, while Becky Lynch will receive the Raw Women's Championship. This will make Charlotte overall a 14-time Women's Champion, and this will make Becky Lynch overall a 5-time Women's Champion. Mm-hmm. So a lot of stuff happening. Oh, speaking of women, I also have to congratulate Bianca Belair on being named Pro Wrestling Illustrated's number one, the top 100 women wrestlers in the world. She topped the list this year for 2021, so congratulations to her. It is the fifth consecutive year that a WWE person topped the list. Last year was Bayley. But anyway, congratulations to Bianca Belair. It was her year, it was her moment, so congrats to her. And she had a hell of a match last night. That triple threat match was very good. Better than the Zelina Vega Dewdrop match. And I can't forget about that Hell in a Cell match. That was also very good. I thought that was the best match on the show, in my personal opinion. Of course, Edge picked up the win, so congrats to him. RK-Bro are still the Raw Tag Team Champion. Congratulations to them on successfully defending the title. Montour defeated Mustafa Ali, and he picked up a good win. He remains undefeated in Saudi. I believe he's 3-0 now. But yeah, man, that was an interesting pay-per-view. Speaking of pay-per-view, Bound for Glory is tomorrow night on pay-per-view. And I'm about to read off some of the announcer matches that are going to that are scheduled to take place tomorrow night on pay-per-view. Not only that, the show will also air live on YouTube as well. And one of the matches, this will be the main event, of course, is going to be Christian Cage defending the Impact World title against former X Division champion and former Impact Tag Team champion Josh Alexander. Deonna Purrazzo will defend the Impact Women's Championship against... against the NWA Mickie James, Troy McGowan, Steve Malcolm, ELP are going to compete in a triple threat match for the vacant X Division Championship, and another triple threat match. The Good Brothers will defend the Impact Tag Team title against Bullet Club, Ventures, the Kang are going to defend the Impact Women's Tag Team title against the debuting Inspiration. Now, for those who don't know who the Inspiration are, they are the former WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. Oh, and they are going to make the debut, and their debut match is a title match. And, of course, Heath Slater and Rhino are going to take on Violent Bonnet and Grind. They call their shot gauntlet match with a women's number one contender for the Impact World title. Crazy Steve, John Skyler, Alabama, Jordan Grace, Jamille Dashwood, Chelsea Green are going to match to determine the inaugural Impact Digital Media Championship. Now those are the matches for Battle for Glory tomorrow night on pay-per-view and YouTube. That's not a bad card though. I know a lot of people are expecting but unfortunately,
are you saying it? I got to take it. Hang on a second here, y'all. Hey, come back to the mic. Say it again.
No, I was saying, a lot of people were expecting The Undertaker to appear because he was at Crown Jewel last night, but he did not appear on the show.
Yeah, he was in Saudi all week.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
All of his Saudi.
That's why people were expecting him to appear. It's a good thing he didn't appear on the show, because what would they would have to do? I mean, then again, yeah, he could appear. We can have him do a running or something, though.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to have a full-fledged match, which is, to be honest, that's the only thing he can do, in my personal opinion. You know, his in-ring days are pretty much over. Yeah, I think it's best for him to stay out of the ring. He has no business being in the ring anymore. And the last thing you want to do is ruin your legacy because you continue to get in the ring when you have no business being in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
So it's best for him to stay out of the ring and not have a match. And this fallout, I'm interested to see how SmackDown is going to turn out. So this Brock Lesnar, promising take out and quote Brock Lesnar, beat him 3 times. And it was cool to see Paul Heyman stay in the neutral corner. That was very, very interesting.
The question remains, though, who in the hell was Paul Heyman giving that title to?
Well, of course, Paul would arguably choose Brock over Roman Reigns. I mean, out of all the matches they've had against each other, Roman has only beaten Brock twice. But the two times he's beaten Brock, it was either somebody interfered or someone caused some sort of distraction. Remember, SummerSlam in 2018, Braun Strowman attempting to cash in Money in the Bank, distracted Lesnar, it caused him to lose the Universal title in Roman Reigns back in 2018. At SummerSlam and last night, let's not forget the Usos interfering in the match multiple times. So basically, my point is, Roman Reigns has never beaten Brock on your queen. So, you know, I don't think Roman Reigns can be Brock on your queen. Without any sort of
Hang on, get this straight. Are you doubting the head of the table?
Roman Reigns. I mean, let's face the fact. Out of most of the matches they had against each other, Lesnar won most of them. And he won them decisively.
True, true.
Now, everything I'm saying, I'm not making this up. These are all facts.
Yeah.
So, it begs the question. I don't think Roman Reigns can beat Brock Lesnar clean on his own without some sort of contender.
Mm-hmm.
As I stated before, the first time Roman Reigns beat Brock Lesnar was at SummerSlam in 2018 to win the Universal Championship. Of course, he won due to Braun Strowman's distraction attempting to cash in Money in the Bank. And of course, last night, the Usos interfering in the match. Well, that's what happened. But I'm not going to take how he won or when it's a win. But I'm still going to state the fact, though. Roman did not beat Brock Lesnar. In my personal opinion, I don't think he can beat Brock Lesnar clean on his own. There's no shortage of catering. Just one person's opinion, but I am interested in seeing SmackDown. Personally, I think Roman Reigns is not going to show his face. He's probably going to lock himself in his room, attempting to not face Lesnar face to face, but the guy's not afraid of Lesnar, so he might take him on head on. Who knows? But knowing Roman and his new attitude, he might keep his door locked and keep the referrals in front of him. Just to piss off Brock Lesnar. Which, in hindsight, all that's going to do is make Brock Lesnar angrier. And the angrier Brock Lesnar is, not going to end well for Roman Reigns when Lesnar does get his hands on him. And you've seen Brock Lesnar get angry, and if he's angry, not going to end well. So, yeah, that's the thing I'm interested in looking forward to the most. What's going to happen between this and that? And of course, we've got the big title swap. I think the best going to start the show off is the big title swap between Becky and Charlotte. Again, this will be Becky's five-time champion, and this will make Charlotte a four-time champion. We saw this last year with the New Day and the Street Profits exchanging titles when they were dropped at the separate shows. Of course, the Street Profits are back on Raw. The Usos are on SmackDown still. Oh, I almost forgot. So focused over the Universal Championship, I forgot to mention Big E. Defeated Drew McIntyre and retained the WWE Championship. And to be honest, I didn't think he was going to win. I didn't think Big E was going to win and keep the title. I thought Drew McIntyre would win the match and go on to be a three-time champion. So I was kind of surprised to see Big E win the match and keep the title. So yeah, that's the problem. was a lot of interesting things on last night. So that was one of the main interesting things I thought that went down, especially the Goldberg match going on as well. I was curious to see how long that match was going to go. In the match of cards, it went pretty long, over 11 minutes. The longest match Goldberg had since returning in 2016. And it was his best match, his time. I mean, those two beat the hell out of each other in that match. But Hurt Business interfered in the match, and Goldberg quickly took care of us, you know, and you got to get him killed if you can. But what not just Lashley did to him, but what Lashley did to his son. And revenge can make a person do a lot of things. Done before, okay? So we saw that. And I gotta tell you, it was really interesting to see. I didn't know what to expect, to be honest. That's another thing that's going to intrigue me. Who's the next person that he's going to get in the ring with? What's next? I should talk about the entire rivalry is over. And who's going to be next to face Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship? Because we all know Survivor Series is next, and it's going to be Raw versus SmackDown. I was hoping NXT would be involved, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. It kind of bums me out. I don't believe it's a Triple H to come back. NXT is not the same as Triple H has been gone for since, you know, but it's been to come back. And I do want to see NXT get involved in the SmackDown with the Raw stuff, like 2019. That made it that much interesting. You know, 2019 for Robin Series is one of my favorite ones. So, hopefully we'll see what happens in the coming weeks, and we'll see if they add, if they even add a next week. So, we'll see what happens. Hoping they do, but we'll see. And I also got to say congratulations to what he's calling the Wrestle Kingdom after winning the G1 climax. Of course, next year's Wrestle Kingdom for the first time ever will be 3 nights, which I think is overkill. But you don't need to be 3 nights. I think that's too much. You should just stick with two. Personally, me personally, I don't like the more than 1 night stuff. And even when WWE does it, I don't mind it. But I will say this, it has been a positive for the wrestlers, because it gives them another opportunity to be on last. For example, we've seen history made with Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks. Not only did they become the first, well, it was the first time that two African Americans main evented WrestleMania. And on top of that, they were feeding them, so that was huge. So I will say, despite me not liking it, that is one positive about WrestleMania being tonight. And WrestleMania next year, which was announced, will also be tonight, WrestleMania 38. Of course, they're going to be returning to AT&T Stadium. They were there in 2016 for WrestleMania 32, and they're going to return there for WrestleMania 38 in 2023, which will also be tonight. Now, who's going to be the champion? Who's who's going to show up, if there's going to be some sort of big WrestleMania moment, or some celebrity showing up and being involved in some form or way part of the show. Of course, Dark Side of the Ring continues to air. I saw the recent episode. I also got to catch the rest of the Moon of the Sean episode. That was an interesting show. Kind of sad what happened at it. Of course, if you have Hulu, and if you happen to miss Raw SmackDown for NXT, it will be available on Hulu the next day, as is Dark Side of the Ring. If you have Hulu and you're also a Dark Side of the Ring fan, if you miss that, it will also show up on Hulu the next day. Unlike the WWE Network, if you miss Raw, SmackDown, and NXT, you gotta wait a few days before it appears on the network. But with Hulu, the next day is right up there, which I find interesting. Mm-hmm. You don't find that weird? I was thinking about that. Like, you would think WWE Network would do that, but they wait a few days to act. Meanwhile, Hulu, the thing is up the next day. Kind of strange for me.
Yes, I missed all of SmackDown because they was on FS1. I had that channel, so I missed it last week.
Well, the bits and pieces of it I saw on this, of course, on, which a lot of people don't notice, is that WWE does have a YouTube channel, which I'm sure everybody knows about. But what a lot of people don't know is that they can catch the highlights from episodes of Raw and SmackDown. You may not get the entire show, but you will get highlights. Mm-hmm. Somebody's doing it on occasion. I watch the highlights. So, for example, you said you didn't catch any of SmackDown, that's something you can do. Mm-hmm. Is go to WWE's YouTube channel and check out the highlights of the show. Or, if you have Hulu, you can
try that. Yeah, it's true. SmackDown on Hulu's like 90 minutes and the show's like 2 hours.
Yeah, and that's the bad thing. Well, I can't say NXT yet. Being on Hulu is that you can watch the entire episode of NXT. SmackDown and Raw, you can catch 90 minutes of each show. On occasion, you'll get the whole show. But the good thing is, it's up the next day. So, for example, SmackDown comes on tonight, which is Friday, but tomorrow morning it'll be up on Hulu. But on the network, and on the network in Peacock, you gotta wait a couple of days. Mm-hmm. Interesting thing if you wait, but on Hulu it's up next day. Well, NFT they don't think you got any work for them. I told them. NXT the next day is back on the network. But it doesn't do that for all of them to now. No, SmackDown and Raw and NXT wait a couple of weeks before it goes to the network. But as I mentioned before, in Hulu, it's up the next day. Mm. So, for those listening to this, if you have Hulu and you miss all SmackDown, you can catch it and wait until the next day. Having to wait a couple of days if you have the network. And we are just a couple of minutes away from SmackDown. Not too much time left. And we're getting ready to cut out here as today was a half-hour show. Mm-hmm. So, of course, everybody stay safe. Take care of yourself because COVID is still going around despite the vaccine. And it's stupid to me that people think just because you've gotten the vaccine doesn't mean you catch COVID. I mean, can't catch COVID. Mm-hmm. You can still get it despite getting the vaccine. Me personally, I have a friend who has gotten the vaccine and caught COVID right after. So please be mindful of that and be careful.
Oh yeah, man. I remember, but just recently the late General Colin Powell got COVID and he was vaccinated.
Yes, sir. Let's not forget the same thing happened to Drew McIntyre back in January.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily for him, he only had it for a week. But the point is, just because you've gotten a vaccine is not going to protect you from getting the virus. So everybody be mindful of that. Take care of yourselves and be careful on Halloween. And this Halloween is going to be different because it's colder.
Mm-hmm.
So have your hand sanitizers and make sure your mask are on and have fun trick-or-treating with the kids. Be careful, everybody.
Take your candy, man. Yeah. Have a great day, everybody. See you.